The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Florence Nash from Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the August-September issue of AARP Magazine, and probably some from the October issue of Money Magazine. Today's programming is generously underwritten by Salibi Chiropractic. Salibi Chiropractic welcomes the geriatric community with any neck, back, or hip issues. Call them at 919-782-4733. That's 919-782-4733. The first thing I've got up here is from AARP Magazine. Actually, I found it online. And this is 7 Ways Medicare Will Improve in 2019. Changes range from an early close of the donut hole to expanded Medicare Advantage Plan benefits. This was written by T.R. Reed. Now 53 years old, Medicare has higher rates of satisfaction from its 60 million members than almost any other form of health insurance. It is about to get better. Here are 7 improvements to Medicare that will take effect in 2019. Some of the changes will affect all beneficiaries, while others will apply just to individuals who select Medicare Advantage plans. Donut hole. An expensive element of the Medicare Part D prescription drug benefit requires enrollees with high prescription costs to pay more for their medicines after they reach a certain level of spending in 1 year. This creates a coverage gap, also called the donut hole. After a beneficiary's out-of-pocket spending reaches a second threshold, they enter catastrophic coverage and pay substantially less. Under the Affordable Care Act, ACA, the donut hole was scheduled to close in 2020. But the spending bill Congress passed in March will close the donut hole for brand-name drugs in 2019. The gap will close for generic drugs in 2020. Therapy cap gone. Beneficiaries of original Medicare won't have to pay the full cost of outpatient physical, speech, or occupational therapy because Congress permanently repealed the cap that has historically limited coverage of those services. Better information. Medicare is updating the handbook it sends to beneficiaries every fall. It will include checklists and flowcharts to make it easier to decide on coverage. The online Medicare Plan Finder tool will be easier to use, and an improved coverage wizard will help enrollees compare out-of-pocket costs and coverage options between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. More telemedicine. Medicare is steadily broadening the availability of telehealth programs that let patients confer with a doctor or nurse via telephone or the Internet. In 2019, it will begin covering telehealth services for people with end-stage renal disease or during treatment for a stroke. Lifestyle support. Beginning in January, Medicare Advantage plans to have the option to cover meals delivered to the home, transportation to the doctor's office, and even safety features in the home, such as bathroom grab bars and wheelchair ramps. To be covered, a medical provider will have to recommend benefits such as home safety improvements and prepared meals. In-home help. Medicare Advantage plans also will have the option to pay for assistance from home health aides who can help beneficiaries with their daily activities, including dressing, eating, and personal care. These benefits represent a revised and broader definition of the traditional requirement that Medicare services must be primarily health-related. And finally, plan test drives. New regulations will let people try an Advantage plan for up to 3 months, and if they aren't satisfied, they can switch to another Medicare Advantage plan or choose to enroll in original Medicare. Congress required this flexibility in the 21st Century Cures Act, designed to accelerate innovation in health care. Now, also in the line of health, this is from the August-September issue under the Healthy You section. This is question and answers in the dark about diabetes. About 1 in 4 people 65 and older have diabetes, yet there's no evidence-based data on how best to treat them. Meda N. Munshi, MD, director of the Geriatric Diabetes Program at Boston's Joslin Diabetes Center, explains why caring for older patients as if they were younger adults can be risky and how to protect yourself. Question. Why is treatment for diabetes in people over 70 a particular challenge? Answer. There is essentially no clinical trial data on glucose control for older people with diabetes. Organizations such as the American Diabetes Association have developed care models based on extrapolating data from studies done on younger patients and from expert opinion, but most recommend that type 2 diabetes treatment be decided on a patient-by-patient basis. Question. That's a lot to put on doctors who aren't necessarily diabetes experts. Answer. Yes, diabetes is unique. If you give patients too much cholesterol medicine, it's not going to harm them, but too much diabetes medicine can create bigger problems by causing low glucose levels, hypoglycemia, especially for older patients. Low glucose levels are dangerous and can cause confusion, heart issues, falls, and fractures. Those older than 75 have double the rate of ER visits for hypoglycemia when compared with the general population with diabetes, and there's a strong association between severe hypoglycemia and all-cause mortality. Question. So physicians have to balance the risks posed by diabetes versus the risks posed by treatment? Answer. Exactly. In the general population, low blood sugar can be managed better. When you feel an attack coming on, you can treat it quickly by pouring yourself a glass of juice, for example. But as we get older, we may not feel low glucose levels in early stages. This is called hypoglycemic unawareness. That's why I believe that in older patients, treatment should be aimed at achieving the least amount of low blood sugar. Additionally, the older population is often dealing with other health issues that make managing their own blood sugar more difficult. Question, why is that a challenge to doctors? Answer, the problem is, doctors are asked to follow a set of algorithms, steps that have been developed to figure out treatment based on the patient's blood sugar and other indicators. These algorithms, though, don't take into account what to do when you have more than one disease in the same individual. This scenario leads to too many medications and unreasonably tight goals. Plus, all the algorithms tell you what medicines to add next. There's no algorithm for how to back off when patients aren't able to follow complex regimens. Question, is too much medication a common problem? Answer, with this age group, it can be. One of the most common examples I see is where a diabetic patient in his or her 70s goes in for any kind of surgery, whether it's hip replacement or heart bypass. The person comes out on 4 injections a day because the doctor overseeing the care during hospitalization has been treating the blood sugar aggressively, and then that level of treatment sticks with the patient even after he or she comes home, and that amount of medication isn't necessary. Question, should people who have diabetes automatically see a specialist, or is it okay to stick with a primary care physician? Answer, it's okay to see the primary care physician. That said, many times the primary care setting doesn't allow for counseling with a dietitian and exercise physiologist, which is the lifestyle modification part of it. And so I might see someone who was diagnosed 10, 15, 20 years ago, but never had that counseling session. If you have diabetes and haven't received that coaching, ask for a recommendation, because treating diabetes means a lifestyle change. It's not just medication. Education puts you in control of managing your disease. How healthy is your weight? Use our BMI calculator to find out at aarp.org/BMI. Now we've got a few short pieces here from the AARP magazine. In the no section, we've got on dining out, you want the what? Restaurants have gotten too loud. New tech helps you avoid the noise. With loud music, high ceilings, and hard surfaces that don't absorb sound, restaurants now find noise to be the top complaint about them, according to the 2018 Zagat National Dining Trends Survey. Entrepreneurs are exploring different ways to contend with the problem. Gregory Scott, who has hearing loss, was frustrated at not being able to follow the conversation at restaurants, so he came up with a smartphone app to help. Diners use SoundPrint to take a decibel reading. The app then averages the location's readings so anyone can view relative noise levels before choosing a place for gathering and eating. A similar app, I Hear You, that's letter I-H-E-A-R-U, letter U, created by a Seattle audiologist, is in the early stages of compiling decibel readings at restaurants and other public venues. Yelp, a popular app and website that offers customer ratings and reviews, lists noise level among restaurant attributes, but only in a characterization such as average. Also, that label is assigned by the business, not customers. Some restaurant critics, including those for the San Francisco Chronicle and Washington Post, have taken to providing decibel readings in their reviews. Normal conversation is about 60 decibels. If restaurant noise is 70 to 80 decibels, you'll need to speak up. Scott notes that New York City restaurants average 77 decibels, bars 81 decibels. Next, we have, am I normal? As I get older, time seems to just fly by. Every year seems shorter. Blame it on how your brain marks time, through fresh experience that create memories. Growing up, you're learning and changing and making memories. Then, as an adult, you settle down into a routine which makes the days, weeks, months, and even years start to blur. When those days don't change, they meld together until something, such as seeing a friend's grown child you haven't seen since age 2, shocks you back into memory mode, says British psychologist Claudia Hammond, author of Time Warped, Unlocking the Mysteries of Time Perception. To keep time from flying by, you need to deliberately create new memories, Hammond explains. Go somewhere different and do new things this weekend. On Monday, when you look back, the weekend will feel as if it were a longer period of time. And then we have, under pop culture, love and lust after 65. Japanese graphic novels depict twilight romance. Americans have graphic novels, a variation on the comic book, and we have romance novels, too. In Japan, the two forms have been combined to create a genre of manga, Japanese graphic novels about steamy romance. And since Japan has the world's second oldest population, it's not surprising that a wildly popular subgenre focuses on the romantic exploits of older people. A master of this form is Kenji Hirokane, who has had runaway success with a manga series called Tasogari Ryuseigun, or Like Shooting Stars in the Twilight. The plot lines revolve around love and lust for the post-retirement set. In a typical tale, a 70-year-old widower takes a part-time job as a corporate chauffeur, assigned to drive a powerful female executive who never found time for a satisfying personal relationship. Temperatures begin to rise inside the car, as you may have guessed. Hirokane has published 57 volumes of his Twilight tales so far, and millions of readers buy each new collection. Next, we have an interview with Tony Danza. The beloved TV icon looks back on a lifetime of punches and punchlines. Shake things up. Coming from boxing, I was a total novice in Hollywood. I think that kept me open years later to trying new things, dancing, singing. I taught high school English for a year in Philadelphia in 2009 and wrote a bestseller about it. Now I'm learning to play the ukulele and really enjoying it. The point is, diversify. Try something scary. I've been blessed with guts. The ride of a lifetime. This year's the 40th anniversary of Taxi. I still remember my first scene as Tony Banta. I was in my cab underneath the 59th Street Bridge in Manhattan waiting for action, and some random guy gets into the car. I go, hey, it's not a real taxi. He goes, oh, yes, it is. I say, oh, no, it's not. They had to get security to get the guy out. In the opening credits, that's me driving across the bridge that day. His way. What could be cooler than having Frank Sinatra on an episode of Who's the Boss? But it was really about my mother. She loved him like nobody else. We flew her out from New York, and he talked to her, took pictures with her, and gave her the handkerchief from his pocket to keep. It was the one time in her whole life she was unable to speak. Game on. I've been a father from the time I was 19, but being a grandfather's way different. You got to do everything to get those kids off their screens. I'll say, come on, kids, let's go get manicures and pedicures. You wouldn't believe how much they love it. Or we'll play a game to see who can be the most interested in other people we meet. It's incredible because once they feel good about it, they'll continue doing it. The one and only. Honestly, if I'm singing, if I'm dancing, I'm not the best. There's no doubt about that. But I'm singular, you know. Doesn't matter how old I get. I might not be able to do what some young hotshot can do, but nobody can do what I can do. Don't give up the fight. My tombstone? I haven't thought about it, but it would probably say, keep bunching and keep your chin down. Tony Danza, 67, stars in The Good Cop, a Netflix 10-episode drama series that premiered on September 21. And now under your AARP, Real Possibilities, here's a little piece. Finding your purpose in helping others to learn. Experience Corps volunteers fill the reading gap. Learning to read well by third grade has been identified as a predictor of high school graduation and career success. Yet 65% of American children enter fourth grade unable to read proficiently, according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Enter AARP Foundation's Experience Corps. 2,000 age 50-plus Corps volunteers will again join the millions of youngsters heading back to the classroom this fall. The older adults are trained to help children in kindergarten through third grade conquer their struggles with reading. Experience Corps serves more than 30,000 students every year in high-need elementary schools. Volunteers contribute from 6 to 15 hours a week in the classroom throughout the school year. I like to see that light bulb go on in children's faces once they discover they can read and this whole world opens up, says Joyce Colley, 82, a Washington, D.C. volunteer. Experience Corps has benefited not only the students but the volunteers, too. They say it helps them stay mentally and physically active, and the gains the children make in critical literacy skills are up to 60% greater than the gains of students not served by the program, a study from Washington University in St. Louis shows. To learn more, visit aarp.org/experience-core. A take on today. AARP has launched a weekly podcast with in-depth interviews on such timely topics as brain health and the midterm elections. Bob Edwards, longtime voice of NPR's Morning Edition, hosts the show, an AARP take on today. Episodes are available at aarp.org/podcasts. Next, we have continuing the fight to save Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. This is by Catherine Alicia George, and she's at AARP. I come to this office as AARP celebrates its 60th anniversary, eager to carry on the ideals of our founder, Dr. Ethel Percy Andrus, who always made it clear that it was AARP members' priorities that mattered most. I will seek to follow her example. My professional background is in healthcare. I'm a professor at and chair of the Department of Nursing at Lehman College of the City University of New York, and I'm volunteer president of the National Black Nurses Foundation. Earlier in my career, I worked as a registered nurse in emergency rooms and elsewhere. So there's a good chance I'll occasionally get on my soapbox to battle antiquated laws that prevent many of the best educated and most experienced nurses from using all their training and talent to care for patients. That's something AARP has long advocated for, and I'll continue that fight. But that's just one of the many concerns of our members. Taking a page from my terrific predecessor, Eric Schneidwein, I aim to amplify the voice of older Americans on all the complex issues we face. I will continue to fight for Medicare and Medicaid, Social Security, financial resilience, livable communities, and all the other areas of concern that affect the everyday quality of life of our 38 million members. Thrilled as I am with my new role, I know that this is no small job. It's a challenging time for older Americans. Millions who are 50-plus need AARP's trusted advice and advocacy more than ever about matters such as financial security, health care, caregiving, and fraud, which can make or break people's grip on a good life. That means we need our volunteer army more than ever. I want our volunteers to know that we could not possibly do our work without them. I believe that deserves repeating at every opportunity, and I'm always happy to be the messenger. I look forward to traveling to the States to meet our members, our staff, and our volunteers, and to talk with all of you about what matters and what is challenging you, your families, and your communities. I promise to keep the channels of communication open, from our state offices to our Washington headquarters and back again. I'd like to hear what's on your mind. Drop me a line with your thoughts. I should have said first that Catherine Alicia Georges is the National Volunteer President for AARP. And you can write to her, Catherine Alicia Georges, at AARP 601 E Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20049. Or email her at volpresident, volpresident, at aarp.org. Now we have some AARP tips. One, outsmart fraud. While you're away, crooks love vacation season when homes are empty and cars are filled with valuables. This is by Doug Shadel, who is AARP's scams expert. He says, crimes such as theft and burglary increase as much as 10% in the summer. As one crook told me, people take vacations and their common sense goes with them. I once drove another convicted thief around town, and she pointed out the homes she would burglarize if she was still in the game. Prevent theft. Enjoy summer, but be sure to follow these three golden rules. 1. Always make your home appear occupied. Park cars in the driveway, especially when you're on vacation, and keep on lights at night, inside and out. Leave muddy work shoes outside the front door as a decoy. 2. Be overzealous regarding locking up. If you're gardening out back or cooking in the kitchen, lock the front door and close your garage door. Always lock the door from the garage into your house, too. And 3, never keep valuables in your car. Car doors and trunks aren't secure even when locked. In particular, don't leave behind laptops or personal information. These could be used to steal your identity. And then, lastly, here are some deals and discounts just for AARP members. In restaurants, 15% off your check every day at Denny's, plus 10% off at Outback Steakhouse, McCormick and Schmick's, and more. Tanger Outlets, free coupon book with up to $1,000 in savings offers from brand name retailers when you show your AARP membership card at Tanger Shopping Services. And grocery coupons, online access to hundreds of free printable coupons from leading brands at the Grocery Coupon Center powered by coupons.com. And finally, Walgreens Pharmacy. Score savings on FDA-approved prescriptions not covered by your current insurance at Walgreens Pharmacy, a participating retail pharmacy of AARP prescription discounts provided by Optum Rx. And we'll end with a happy birthday shout-out to some celebrities who have big, big zero birthdays. This is an AARP. Now, some of these are a little dated now since this is the August-September issue, but it's still interesting information to have about our celebrities. So, first of all, happy birthday to Will Smith on September 25. He turns 50. He's already conquered TV in a six-season run on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Music, his rap albums have gone platinum a combined 11 times, and movies. He's the only actor to headline 8 consecutive films grossing $100 million domestically, with 2 Oscar nominations along the way. Now the Independence Day star has turned his focus to YouTube. Smith's popularity has soared on the site. He's reached 2 million subscribers on a channel he started just last December. Although he's posting regularly for his 50th birthday, he has something special in mind. Smith will live stream the jump off, during which he'll bungee jump out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon. What's the reasoning behind the daredevil stunt? In addition to raising money for charity, the jump will allow Smith to face his fear. As he once said, "On the other side of your maximum fear are all of the best things in life." Next, more milestone birthdays. Madonna turned 60 on August 16. Pop diva, now residing in Portugal, has begun work on her newest studio album. Angela Bassett turned 60 on August 16 as well. Black Panther and American Horror Story star will reprise her role on 9-1-1 for season 2. Jeff Foxworthy on September 6 turned 60. Actor, game show host, and stand-up comedian, has written more than 24 books. Robert Plant turned 70 on August 70. Legendary Led Zeppelin frontman released his 11th solo album, Carry Fire, in 2017. Terry Bradshaw turned 70 on September 2. Former quarterback will appear on Fox NFL Sunday for the 25th consecutive season this fall. And Olivia Newton-John turned 70 on September 26. Grease singer owns the Koala Blue Winery in her native South Australia. And now we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. I hope that you'll come back and listen next time and that you've enjoyed today. I'm Florence Nash, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is generously underwritten by Saliba Chiropractic. Saliba Chiropractic welcomes the geriatric community with any neck, back, or hip issues. Call 919-782-4733. That's 919-782-4733. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long till next time. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138.